Sean, we just talked to Joe Thomas. I guess he's going to have surgery tomorrow. Just as a quarterback, what's that comfort level like when you know he's in there protecting your blind side?
It's awesome. You know, he is, in my opinion, probably the best to ever do it. And when he puts in the time and effort that he puts into it, and you know for a fact that he's as prepared as he can possibly be when he steps on the field, it allows you to know that side of the field, unless I make a mistake, is going to be taken care of. So now I trust that he's going to come in, and whoever comes in and fills in that spot, he's going to lead them to have the same preparation skills and you know, hopefully perform at somewhat of the same level that he's performed and hopefully fill in that position the right way.
I ask you, next man up doesn't really apply in this situation because of who Joe is.
Right.
You haven't been around him a lot, but what kind of blow do you think this is to the team?
I mean, I think we'll see. I think that, this is brand new for this organization. You know, last time Joe wasn't playing here, I was probably in fifth, sixth grade. So, I think that it's something new for us, and we're going to see how his presence now, not on the field but off the field, is going to, help our offensive line and performing at a higher level.
And Deshaun, you guys always say you prepare like you're the starter no matter what, but is it any different on Monday not knowing if you're the –
The way Mondays are for us, at least in my process, is it's very bland. It's very open. So the process that I'm on right now of getting kind of a base grasp on Minnesota won't really change much if I'm the starter, if I'm not the starter. Once that decision does come out, obviously it adjusts the way you go about things. I'll make sure that I'm doing everything that I have been doing to prepare for the game. If I am the starter, and if I'm not, then it's about doing whatever I can to help the guy who is the starter.
Do you go home tonight wondering? I mean, we wondering.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's a very tough job. I think it's arguably, the toughest job that you can get in the United States, being a starting quarterback in the NFL. And when there's that much that goes into it, you obviously want to know as early as possible on whether or not you're going to be out there doing that job or where you fall in on the team. But until then, you just control what you can control and try to stay in the process you've always been in.
Sean, Coach said that he had a conversation with you about the Friday night thing and that he just reminded you that you have to be careful. What was your kind of takeaway, and what did you learn from that whole thing, and how do you feel about this kind of thing going forward?
Yeah, as a quarterback of this organization, I know that there's a lot of responsibility that comes with that, and a big part of that is being a leader. And a part of being a leader is making sure that you understand that distractions in any fashion aren't good for the ultimate goal. And when you become a centerpiece of a distraction for a week, it definitely is – very frustrating on my part. That's not who I am. My mother wouldn't be proud of this. And, that's pretty much the biggest takeaway is do whatever you can to make sure you're not a distraction.
So you emphasized too that you didn't do anything wrong. So, will you change your Friday nights?
Yeah, absolutely. Once again, I've learned that this is a distraction. We're sitting here talking about this. My teammates are coming up to me and asking me about this. There's so many cameras around here. It's going to be made a pretty big deal. And with that, it's on me to make sure that from here on out, I'm no longer a distraction. I'm only an asset to this team, not a guy who's pulling away from the ultimate goal.
Hey, when you went back and watched the film of the second interception, what do you see?
You see a very good play from a wise safety who comes off of the underneath route, and as my vision goes away from him, he ends up falling under the second layer of the route and makes a good play on the ball.
Hugh's been talking about it all year that anybody can't turn the ball over.
Right.
But how do you kind of balance his message with coach just keep giving him more chances? I could have stayed in the game and pulled out a win.
Well, I think that's the ultimate question right now is. I do feel as if I'm getting better each week. Obviously, there's a big part of my game that has been recognized as a flaw, and that's turning the ball over, and that's not helping our team win. But in every other aspect of this game, I feel like I'm doing a pretty good job, and I am developing. So it's on me to now make sure that if I do get another opportunity to be back out there playing, that I continue to develop in everywhere else, but also address the biggest flaw of my game right now, and that's turnovers.
And the first one was just a bad throw, just sailed on you?
Yeah, yeah. Ball comes out high.
Sean, is there anything that you can do through your words before your actions, through a conversation to convince you that you deserve a chance to go out and start this next game?
And I'll continue to be the same guy that I've always been. I'll continue to be the first guy in the facility, the last guy out, have the same work ethic, stay true to the process that he and I created, and allow him to make the decision that's best for the team. He's the ringleader here. He makes all the decisions. He understands the ins and outs of this game, and I'm sure he's going to make the best decision possible. And if that's with me, then I got to make sure that I make the proper adjustments. If it's with someone else, then I got to make sure that I'm doing whatever I can to help that guy lead us to a victory.
How are you keeping a positive mindset when you're in and out?
Once again, we'll go back to the same thing that I've said every week. It's about setting small goals and making sure that you're checking out majority of those. Obviously, one of the goals is to make sure you're not turning the ball over. I wasn't able to check that box this week. But everywhere else, I felt very confident. I'm running the ball a little bit, having a little more fun out there, protecting the team for majority of that first half there. You rely on those things to keep you positive and make sure that the things that are negative, you attack them even harder. And you continue to recognize them and make sure that you understand that those mistakes aren't okay. And those are mistakes that are leading us to losing games.
Sean, I know you're trying to develop a camaraderie with your teammates. Do you feel like, going out with some of your teammates and, away from here is a way to, were you trying to bond with your teammates a little bit? And do you realize that you have to do that in such a way that, again, that it doesn't become a distraction, but you want to get to know them?
Yeah. I'm doing a lot of things off the field to try to get to know my guys. I'm back in Toledo with two of our receivers this past off day, trying to get to know them and develop relationships with them. But I can tell you one thing that does pull you away from relationships, and that's distractions. And that's me having to stand in front of you guys in our locker room where we hang out and talk about something that's not winning. I'm doing whatever I can to create that camaraderie, and this isn't a part of it.
So just to give you a chance to explain this, earlier when we talked to you, hey, I barely have time to watch a Netflix show. I don't know if I can watch the Indians. I find out on Twitter, stuff you told us about this. Was this not an exception? Was this like a, hey, you finally went out? Or, you know what I mean? Was that a rare thing for you?
It is rare for me to be out at that hour. I felt as if my preparation that week was going as planned. I felt very prepared for the game. It didn't really alter me from my typical process. And unfortunately, it becomes a distraction. And that's exactly what I didn't want it to be. And I'm going to learn from this and make sure that everything I do from here on out off the field is only directed towards the ultimate goal of getting our first victory here.
Does this the way he's handling you now and taking you out, if you turn the ball over, does that make it hard to play free and easy?
No, not at all. I believe personally that everyone here knows that this game is a productive-based game. And when you're not producing and you're not, leading your team in the right direction of getting a win through turnovers, that, the best guy should be on the field. And for me, it's about doing whatever I can to make sure I prove to him that I am the best guy on the field. And, two turnovers in the last two games doesn't necessarily head in that direction. So it's about doing whatever I can now to make sure that next time I do step out there that I address my biggest mistake right now, and that's turnovers, and allow myself to stay in a full game to give myself an opportunity to lead this team to victory that will hopefully wash away a lot of these other things we talk about weekly.
Yeah. Is that in the back of your mind, like on a given play? If a pass play is called, are you thinking, I can't throw an interception here?
No, I'm thinking we need a positive play. It doesn't necessarily mean, no turnovers, but it does mean keep the ball to harm's way. It does mean put the ball in the best position for our offense to succeed on that play. There's pressure on every play from first down in the first quarter to, fourth down in the fourth quarter. There's always going to be something on your back. And as a quarterback, you just got to understand that you got to be team protecting and making sure that the ball, once again, isn't in harm's way.
If you're the guy, is there anything extra to playing in London? Is there anything to that?
Absolutely. There's travel. This is a very physical sport, and to be on a plane for that long can throw off your process. We'll practice on a night, hop on a plane, and get off that plane and practice again. So you got to make sure that you do whatever you can, that although obviously we travel that far, you stay on the same process and you rely on the resources that we have within this building to make sure that your body doesn't take a hit from it, from compression to hydration to sleep. You got to make sure that everything that you're doing is heading in the direction of playing well.
Hey, you run under the microscope. How different is this?
I think it's very similar. It's definitely a higher scale. There's a couple more cameras here than there was at ND, but at the same time, you know, when you're at a university that's such an international presence, you're under a pretty, you know, big microscope there too. So I was able to learn there. I was able to understand all the things that go into representing something a lot bigger than yourself, and now it's about applying some of those learning experiences there here. This obviously situation such as what happened on Friday was nothing I ever dealt with in college, and it's frustrating that I was able to get through college without anything like that, but now I'm stepping here as a rookie in the NFL and creating another distraction for my team. Yeah, this organization, this fan base, this city wants to win, and anything that's not heading towards winning is going to be recognized, and there's going to be a conversation somewhere about it. You guys are going to write about it because that's the ultimate goal here, and we need to get to that. In order to get to that, you got to be, as a quarterback, you have to be a leader who's leading the team in a direction that only heads that way. No steps back at this point.
Yeah. You'd rather be known that day for calling that players only offensive meeting and trying to get everything together than the other part.
Absolutely, absolutely. Those are things that are going to allow this team to play better on Sundays. A discussion like this is. The players' meetings? Yeah, I think it's something that we've benefited a lot from. You know, to have open dialogue between, you know, some of the receivers and the quarterbacks about, you know, different routes and different mindsets are something that I think is going to continue to help us out. You know, we have a little bit of extra time later in the week to talk, and why not, you know, use it the right way.